Scorpions Avenue.
Ebony and Irony, and this is a start of a new podcast episode.
And I would like to say, are you gay?
I am, you know.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
I don't identify as gay. I don't identify as queer. I don't identify as straight. I don't identify as bi. I just identify as a human being. Because that's what I am. I'm like Raven. Remember when Raven Simone went on the Oprah show and she was like, Oprah was like, I'm not African-American. I know she was like, I'm not black. I'm not, fuck. Now I can't remember. It's always, she said, I'm not African-American.
I remember.
That shit was so funny.
She said that she didn't hire people with black sounding names.
No, that's not what, that's not what it was. She was saying that it's hard for people with those names to get jobs, which is also problematic. But she didn't.
Oh, okay.
But she didn't say that she.
I thought she said she didn't hire him.
No. She was saying like if you name your kid Watermelon Drea, which was like a funny name from like a that was like a viral thing. Like someone back, I think it was like a Vine. It was a Vine of this guy who used to do like those like crazy names. I think he wasn't even black. And Watermelon Drea was one of those names. I mean, and also, even if someone's name is Watermelon Drea, or if someone is Obama Nisha or whatever, like, well, that's fine. I think that we're getting the episode started. A big problem that people have with those names is because they're new, right? So you have people with Polish names and the fucking Zelensky and fucking Podobinski and no one cracks a smile. But because black culture is maybe, 250 years in the making? Well, African-American culture is only 250 years old. That's why it seems so crazy to hear Akeisha or to hear a Watermelon Drea, but there's nothing wrong with these names. It's just because African American vernacular is new. Well, newish in the world.
Well, there's nothing wrong with those names
at all.
But I there's nothing wrong with those names, and have those names and name your kids names, and you know, but those names are going to sound funny. I don't care what your race is. Watermelon Drea is going to get Snickers.
But why doesn't why doesn't Zelensky get Snickers?
Zelensky does get Snickers. No. Zelensky is not an odd name.
That is
in
because
Ukraine.
That's because he's Ukrainian. Sorry, Arona. That's because it's Ukrainian. That's because we are used to these names. But Podobinski, Zelensky, Gramovica, Chekachek, whatever the fuck these names are, you know, not to bastardize someone's name, just because that those names are older. That's why they don't warrant a chuckle or a snicker. But Watermelon Drea, Keisha, Sharkosha, whatever. These are none of these names aren't funny. In my opinion, they sound normal. There's nothing funny sounding about them.
Well, I mean, look, there are names that mean something in Ukrainian, or there are names that may mean something in African, you know, that other people won't say. But when you stick a fruit on the beginning of your name, that is pretty, I think it's fair game to laugh at it. Now, I'm named after a rabbit, and I don't care if people laugh at that. I'm not a rabbit.
You're also a drag queen. That's not your real name.
That's right.
But Juan Andre might be someone's real name.
I mean, yeah. But at any rate, she got bad press for saying Raven Simone, who I've worked with.
Raven Simonier. Wait, where did you work with her at?
On Drag U, and we hit it off like gangbusters. I've run into her a few times after then. After that.
Did you make her come?
She's really... I couldn't tell because she was just blowing me.
Oh.
And she didn't remove her clothes as to my request. But... but she couldn't come unless I called her Watermelonisha. And then after Watermelonisha, I said, now you know I'm not going to hire you. And I don't think I could afford to hire her anyway, but she was delightful, I got to say.
Yeah, and I do like Raven Simone Yang. She's gone through so much, lots of ups and downs with the press. And I mean, also, she's been in the business for what? Since she was 3 years old, she's been in the biz literally her entire life. So that's kind of crazy. I cannot imagine being in Hollywood for that long. Bitch, I've only been in it for, 5 years? And I'm exhausted. 6 years, 7 years, whatever the fuck it is. And I'm exhausted.
That's what your audiences say.
Yeah, they got it after they came to from your show, bitch.
I performed at a strip show last night.
Oh, you took your clothes off? No, please, please, Bunny, please, please don't do it again, please.
Lock the doors. Bunny's gonna strip, and we're charging admission to get out.
Let's get a tiki torch and light her fucking ass on fire. We don't want to see that body, girl.
Oh no, my stuff is already hot.
To quote you.
My stuff is already hot. I bring the fire.
Oh, I hear a little code switch about some fire. Yeah, don't be saying fire if you can't say Watermelon Drea, bitch.
Okay, I'm Watermelon Drea Obama Bunny from now on. And I'm braiding my hair as we speak.
Okay, so you were at a strip club.
Let me ask you this.
And they paid you to take your clothes off.
No, I have a comical strip number now that's like a hip hop number, and I must say it's the new hit in my show.
Oh, what song do you parody, or is it
Wet Ass Pussy?
Oh, is this your own Dry Ass Pussy, the one you did with Flotilla?
But, you know, I never have a costume moment in my show, and it was really fun doing it all over England, you know, because it's a rotten act. It's fun.
Work.
So,
you're doing your British show in the States now. Well, you're the one that you just toured it within the UK?
Well, I mean, I have elements of it, yeah, but I'm going around.
Okay, got it.
Palm Springs tomorrow, and going to everywhere, LA, Chicago, whatever. This gay pride season coming up, so we will be on the road, and I'm loving it.
Now, is it true that you and Rue are, I heard, a little birdie told me that in your show, you have gotten Rue to agree to do a certain amount of shows with you, and you guys do your little duet number? I think y'all do that song from Chicago.
Well, you know, Rue loves performing live.
I know. It's like the good old days for you guys.
Because we saw Catwalk, you know, on episode one, and it's more like Can't Walk.
Okay, but buddy, but you can't. I mean, okay, here's a real question. Back in the day, I mean, before even getting on Drag Race, I used to be obsessed with watching videos of RuPaul perform. He used to perform everywhere. A lot of MTV Spring Break, everything. And I always thought Ru was a good performer. Was Ru like a fierce performer back in the day? Did y'all ever do numbers together?
Oh, yes, of course. We lip-synced to songs together, and we got our start go-go dancing for a band in Atlanta called The Now Explosion, and that's who kind of, that was our connection to move up to New York and work at the Pyramid Club. But Rue was a go-go dancer, and Rue is an incredible dancer. That's why the other members of The Now Explosion were kind of like puzzled when he became... you know, RuPaul, the recording artist, and it was all like stand and pose and maybe walk, because Ru can cut the rug. He used to lip sync to this one song called dance. Don't You Want My Love, and that was a real high energy dance number for him. So he did he did, he's, I mean, she can move. And, you know, Rue is impressive because he's tall and beautiful and was often wearing slinky clothing. So it was just like this, glamazon, total glamazon.
Did Rue ever do splits? Were splits like a thing back in the day? Was that like a cool party trick, bitches doing splits and cartwheels and shit?
They might have done splits, but Rue did not. Rue did not. Well, a lot of Rue's drag was go-go dancing, and it was an androgynous look. It wasn't RuPaul that we know today. Rue's dancing was incredible. And as we, you know, moved in together and stuff, he would try to learn the contemporary dances, and neither he would try to fuck me. Everyone does. You don't even know to say that. Everyone wants to fuck me. Was that funny? And Rue and I would try to learn how to do the running man, and neither of us could ever do it.
What? That's like so easy to do. I mean, I know your white ass probably can't. I'm appalled that RuPaul can't do it. It's like the easiest dance ever, girl.
We couldn't get it.
I'm not trying to picture Bunny doing lots of dances. But Bunny, you're a good dancer too. I mean, not Running Man, but you're a good dancer and you still move a lot. People always, anytime people go to see Bunny, they see Bunny live or they meet Bunny, they're like, oh my God, she has a lot of energy. I'm like, no, you think Lady Bunny, you think like the fucking Crypt Keeper, but no, just she's a little whippersnapper.
But how are you going to get up on stage without energy? I mean, you know, if you don't have any energy, what are you doing up there?
Yeah, you really don't stop moving. Bunny will move around the entire bar all night long. It's like, bitch, can she sit down? Sit down. Sit still for a second.
Well, you know, I got to keep dancing as fast as I can, like Shirley MacLaine said, because one day Bun Bun's old back and knees and bunion are going to give out. Girl. So I'm not trying to sell tickets to my show, but see her while you can.
And this tour goes on.
Podcast I can do forever.
And this goes on. So at the Palm Springs, you're more Californian than where else are you at? I want to come and see it.
Toledo, Ohio, at Hamburger Mary's, and then Chicago, doing something at the Fairmount Hotel with all of the gorgeous, you know, like Continental top girls, Mimi Marks, who is a gorgeous, gorgeous. You know her?
Oh yeah, I mean, I don't know her. I'm definitely familiar with her. Detox talks about her a lot.
Oh yeah, she's one of the most gorgeous from the Continental pageantry system, and I believe that, like me, she may have dallied with Dennis Rodman a time or two.
Please, Dennis Rodman. What were you? Were you his pit bull for a few years?
Check out my book when it's written.
Oh my God, Bunny, would you ever do a little tell? You probably have so many good stories. You should do a book.
I am going to do one.
Like for real?
Or you just are going to suffer. No, I am. Word. I mean, I need to do one before I forget my shit.
Or before you die. When you're moving around like that, you're not too long for this earth with all your little dancing.
I think moving around probably keeps you healthier. And so, yeah. I mean, honey, I'm not moving around enough to lose this gut, so keep it moving.
We definitely have some headlines that need to be discussed, and I say we jump right on in. What do you say, Lady Buntry?
I am Kay, and I am ready. Headliners.
Jussie Smollett, because he is French. People say Jussie Smollett. I say Jussie Smollett. That's just how I say.
That's what Dave Chappelle called him. That's what Dave Chappelle called him. Jussie Smollett.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jussie Smollett. Oh, yeah. James. Dave Chappelle talked about him a lot in his special. I forgot about that. Yeah.
And, you know, whatever else you want to say about Dave Chappelle, that bit is fucking hilarious because Dave Chappelle did not trust this at all from hearing the story that Jussie said that he was attacked by two people who, you know, had MAGA hats and put through bleach on him and hit him and said, this is MAGA country. Yeah, Chicago's not MAGA country. And then put a noose. It turns out that Jussie lied about all this, hired these two African brothers who he went on to malign in the court proceedings, and you know, actually wrote a check. And that was another thing that I think it was Dave Chappelle is like, you know, if you're going to do this, don't write a check, you know, because it's like, then I mean, it was the story didn't sound right from the beginning. But he was just sentenced to 30 months of felony probation with no travel restrictions so that he can still work. $120,106 in restitution to the city and a $25,000 fine. I believe the judge said that that was because this became such a high-profile case that it tied up so many detectives, you know, who could have been working on real crimes, which were not faked hate crimes. And then he also has to spend 150 days in the Cook County jail. Yeah. Jail, and after the judge said, you know, your very name has become the adverb of lying, and added that Smollett caused real damage to victims of hate crimes, and said the jury's verdict was accurate. Then Jussie had a viral moment because he was claiming, "I am innocent. I could have said I was guilty a long time ago." So he's still saying,
but he is still claiming to be innocent. That is crazy. I'm like, girl, give it up. But at this point, what do you have? He has nothing to lose by saying he's innocent. I mean, he's already getting sentencing. Everyone is treating him like he's guilty. So, I mean, he literally has nothing to lose by saying he's innocent. But, bitch, we know the tea. Come on now.
He also said, if anything happens to me when I go in there, I did not do it to myself. He was also saying, I'm not suicidal a couple of times, and using the black power fist up in the air. So I listened to the judge's entire 38-minute. Yeah, I did.
Did you really?
The judge has beautiful hair.
Work.
And no, it's a he. It's like an older guy with this glossy kind of glamour. Is she?
She's definitely a fag.
So a couple of things struck me about it. Now, first I'll say this, and this is something that I don't know anything about. A black friend commented this on Facebook. A black friend of mine.
Black people.
That the sentence was too harsh. I don't know anything about what the proper sentences, you know, for stuff like this is. You know, my friend said all he did was tell a lie. And he, you know, yeah, he told a lie, and he, you know, perjured himself, and he hired people. I mean, there were props, there were accomplices. I mean, then he drugged those for the mud. So it was
the fucking letter that he made that they sent to the studio. There was a letter. Obviously, they wanted to not look. It looks like a fucking 3-year-old did it, which I guess is the point. So it can't be traced back. But this is so elaborate on so many levels.
Another thing that didn't strike people the right way is that it was freezing in the ice, and he said he went out to Subway at 2 a.m. and I think he's saying that he's innocent. I mean, they are going to appeal the so if they appeal and they win, I mean, and if you trust the court system, you know, which I don't think we can always trust, that's you know, you if it's appealed, then you know, maybe he'll get off. What strikes? Oh, and I will say this: Samuel L. Jackson and the wife wrote, "I humbly implore you to please find an alternative to incarceration for Jussie Smollett. It is my understanding that Jussie was convicted of Class 4, a disorderly conduct, which to my understanding, people convicted of this offense historically are sentenced to various alternatives to incarceration." So I don't know about that. I thought it was a felony. But at any rate, you know, Jussie has friends in high places. And this is what I think.
I think Jussie was in a fucking high place when he did this fucking shit.
Well, he could be. I believe he alleged that the two African brothers who were acting, they even did rehearsals. Oh, Jussie's an actor at heart. They did rehearsals for this, you know.
Full out, guys. This time, full out. Well, when you actually put the noose around my neck, really mean it.
The video footage, some of the stuff Jussie said during the trial maybe it was cooked up by his lawyers, but it was really awful. And, you know, he took the stand himself and, you know, he tried to say that this was a druggy thing or that it was there was some hint of a relationship with one of the brothers. And, you know, I don't know exactly everything that went down, but what I thought was so bad about this case and that the judge echoed is that he said, you know, Jussie is from a family with one Jewish parent, one black parent, and the whole family is involved in social justice issues. And this is a real betrayal of this because you have punked the black community and you have punked the gay community, because now when you've done a boy cried wolf thing, so when there are legitimate cases of black people and gay people being attacked, which are there, which are happening, people will be less likely to believe them. They'll roll their eyes. And, you know, and that's very unfortunate. The other thing that strikes me as very wild is that we were fed this perfect media left versus right case, left versus right. And they ran with this story because the left wanted everyone to think that all MAGA people, even in Chicago's not a MAGA territory, all MAGA people are ready to attack blacks and gays. And they are not. I have relatives who vote for Trump, and let me tell you, I don't agree with them on anything about politics, and we try not to discuss it. But let me tell you, they're church-going people, their parents. My niece married a black guy. Her sister married a Latino guy, and you know they love them very much.
But they're Trump
voters.
Some
of them go back and forth between the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. But the thing is, this was so yes. But they don't. They may have voted for Republican presidents. I don't know which ones, but they are not going to the polls thinking, I hate blacks. I hate Latino people. I hate immigrants. They're not. They're religious. They're moms and dads.
They may not be doing that, but at the same time, I get that 100%, and I've had this conversation so many times with different people. Yes, they're not doing that, but when you are putting your religious beliefs and you're putting your financial proclivities above race and sexual orientation, then you're prioritizing. You're choosing to overlook race and sexuality because you care about your pockets or you care about your God more. And again, that's your prerogative to do so. But when you are dating someone who is black or someone who is, or you have queer people in your family, that means that you're saying that I don't care about your basic rights for your race or your sexuality. I care about having my religious freedoms, or I care about small government. So that's what you're saying when you do that. And yes, you may not be racist, but when you prioritize those things above your fucking lover's racial identity, then to me, that is a problem.
I mean, Donald Trump can have, you know, openly racist policies, but I don't think we can say that all Republicans are racist. You know, I have relatives who are moms and dads. They are, you know, Christian people. Do I like the way that they vote? No, I don't. But they are not driven to the polls by thinking.
Yeah, but when you say that, what I'm hearing is that your family members who are Republican, they choose to prioritize their religion over someone's race or someone's sexuality. They're choosing to prioritize their religion, their religious freedom, and their wanting for small government, whatever the fuck Republicans want now, over race and sexuality, and that's
right.
A problem.
That's a problem, but everyone has a worldview. And not everyone is going to put different races first. There's a difference between being an active racist and trying to lynch people and, you know, I do not think
being
that
an undercover racist.
Well, okay, so what do we call Joe Biden, who wrote the 1994 crime bill and, you know, as Kamala said in the debates, palled around and supported segregationists like Strom Thurmond. You know, where do we want to draw that line? Do we want to draw it with Kamala Harris locking up?
Let me say something. That does not, I agree. That does not, all these people who, Clinton, fucking Biden, all of them back then who endorsed those bills that directly correlated with black people and people of color being in jail, those were racist acts. Abso-fucking-lutely. I am not excusing that at all.
Right. So, I mean, it's like...
That is racist.
But you're trying to say that they're racist or undercover racist or whatever if they don't vote for Democrats. And I'm saying, okay, you
I'm not saying vote for Democrats. That's not what I'm saying. But we both know that Republicans prioritize small government and religious freedom, according to them, above racial equality and sexual identity and the equity of people who of sexual identities, for sure. We know that for a fact. We know that.
Well,
that is true.
there are black Republicans who want smaller government. There are black Republicans who want smaller government. There are black politicians who want a smaller government. Joe Biden wants smaller government. He and Obama, like Republicans, have tried to cut Social Security. So, you know, well, I'm all about big government.
I use small government as an example, but having a small government is not inherently bad. There are benefits for it, of course. But I'm saying that the Republican Party, everything that freaking, I mean, and again, these are the extremes, right? Marjorie Taylor Greene and all these fucking people who are fucking wild, who don't want trans people to have basic human rights. Sure, those are wild. But a lot of the Republican Party is comprised of those kind of people.
It certainly is. But it's like so this is one thing that happened recently that you know, you may have been aware of. It drives me out of my mind. So, you know, Black Lives Matter was called by the New York Times the biggest social movement in history. Millions took to the street over many, many weeks and said, we want to stop police brutality. You know, Black Lives Matter was a huge movement. Joe Biden just said in his State of the Union address that he doesn't want to defund the police. He wants to fund the police. So that's one of the top demands of Black Lives Matter. So if we get into this mode we know if you're a racist if you vote Republican, what are you if you vote Democrat? And the head of the Democratic Party is refuting one of the top demands of Black Lives Matter, which helped him get elected and made people think, you know, he's the less racist one, even though, you know, Black Lives Matter got a bad rep because people think that it means taking money away from the police so that they cannot operate. There is no police. That's abolitionist. There are some of those in the Black Lives Matter movement. But we didn't even Obama came out against the slogan defund, you know, police. And so it's like, so if we're saying that one party is racist, Well, then what is the party
I'm not saying that the Republican Party is a racist party. That's not what I said.
Okay. Well, so are the Democrats have gone into the slot where the old Republicans are. Joe Biden is the most conservative Democrat from the Democratic primary candidates.
He is the most conservative, but I think that when Joe Biden was elected, people wanted someone to meet people who are extreme right-wing people. And Joe Biden seemed to be the answer for that. Someone who can meet in the middle and bring both sides together. Now, again, is it easy to do? No. Was Joe Biden going to be a fucking wizard to come in and cast a spell and make everyone agree in the middle? No. I don't think anyone was that delusional to think that would happen. But I think that people saw that Joe Biden was a better option than someone like Bernie, who would be like, absolutely not. Where, like, Bernie would go and take no prisoners and maybe not getting... Who knows what that would be? Joe Biden just seemed to be someone who can meet in the middle and hopefully get both sides to agree more often than
not. Okay, but he couldn't. He hasn't gotten any Republican votes on his stuff except for infrastructure. And his own party, Sinema, Manchin, and other conservative Democrats.
Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin are fucking wild. Don't even use them.
They are Democrats who have derailed, along with other conservative Democrats, of which Joe Biden also is.
Kristen Sinema is a Republican moonlighting as a Democrat. Kristen Sinema is not a fucking Democrat.
Well, she is. She has a D by her name. She doesn't even put. She's the one that killed 50. She doesn't even put that she's a Democrat on her website. But she it.
Yeah, because she's not.
Well, you know, all.
She knew that if she wanted to win, that she needed to put a deed next to her name.
Well, why she used to be a Green Party, but I don't know how she got corrupted, but she and Joe Manchin were both fostered by the Democratic Party, and Joe Manchin, who is as evil, if not more evil than she is, if you want Democratic policies, was actually the Democratic National Party helped him beat a progressive challenger, because the Democratic Party is not progressive at all. Obama, you know, laughed and said on German TV, I think it was, that, you know, had this, that he was governed more like Reagan, Ronald Reagan, the Republican president. So we don't really have a left. That's why I'm always trying to push. I mean, this is why AOC said Joe Biden and I would, in another country, we would be in a different party. Because that's how far right the Republicans have gone right and reactionary and crazy, as Jay, our producer, suggested they have, dealing with wedge issues and stuff like that. The Democrats have met them in the middle, and Joe Biden is a perfect example of that. We need to go left, and that's what young people want, and that's what this old bitch wants too.
Oh, bitch, Bunny would have us go all the way left, that we are back on the right again. But like, it's just a little merry-go-round.
But yeah, I just think that that.
But Jussie Smollett.
Oh yeah, we're really far from Jussie. We don't even need a topic. We're just going to sound off. So this is what bugs me about this, is that our news just ran with this as the left was all for Jussie. The right was against Jussie, and his story was ridiculous. And I got a few tweets. Biden tweeted, this is early on, not after the verdict. What happened today to Jussie Smollett must never be tolerated in this country. We must stand up and demand that we no longer give this hate safe harbor, that homophobia and racism have no place on our streets or in our hearts. We are with you, Jussie. Wouldn't it be smarter to have waited until he saw what turned out? Because Kamala said, I'm praying for his quick recovery via Twitter. This was an attempted modern day lynching. No one should have to fear for their life because of sexuality or color of their skin. We must confront this hate. Well, it wasn't hate. It was Jussie's greed. It was Jussie's desire to be famous. And he chose, even
Kamala said this when this first happened,
yes.
Correct?
And so let me tell you this. This is what Trump tweeted. In addition to great incompetence and corruption, the Smollett case in Chicago is also about a hate crime. Remember, MAGA country did it. That turned out to be a total lie. Nothing to do with MAGA country. Serious stuff, and not even an apology to millions of people. In other words, Biden and Kamala, who are ruling the country right now and supposed to be making sound decisions on everything from war to the climate to whatever, got it wrong. Don't make Trump right with your ridiculous proclamations of this is a lynching before you know anyone. It sounds like a lynching, but don't go whole hog with that. I mean, this was, you know, there was an aide of Michelle Obama's who.
We're also losing context, right? When this happened, this happened in 2020?
2019.
This was in 2020, I'm pretty sure. 2019. And so we were between 2019 and 2021, we were in a time where race, especially with Trump in office, race relations in this country were were bubbling over. Things were getting intense. Things were wild. So I think we were at a place where we wanted people in charge to speak fervently as soon as things happened, as opposed to, because we were hearing that so much. Oh, with the fucking, with all those cases, Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, all these things, it was always just wait and see. People were tired of waiting. People wanted people with power to act swiftly and speak swiftly. So it ended up being a mistake.
But do you want them to speak fervently and swiftly when they are wrong? Because this is a win for the Republicans.
At that time, in comparison to the mountain of all the things that happened at that time, yes, I wanted them to speak loudly. Yes, ended up being wrong. And again, this man is still claiming innocence. We all know that. I mean, he has been found guilty in court. So as of now, he is not innocent. He is guilty. But at that time, yes, we were at a time. But Bunny, this is the time, I don't think you remember this, like maybe monthly, another Black person was being shot and killed. Another, it was like, oh, every week, every month, every day. So yes, at that point, yes, Kamala and Joe Biden got it wrong. But when they did it, it made me feel better living in this country, because it still is a shit show. But at that point in time, it was every day, every week, every month, something else was happening and no one was saying anything. And Trump, the person in power, didn't give a fuck. He was doing his own crazy shit. So at that point, yes, they were wrong, but I like that they did.
Do you think they should delete those tweets? Because I don't believe they've been deleted now. And they were totally wrong.
Sure, they can delete them. Sure, now that he has been convicted, sure, they can come out and say something. But at that point, I loved it. And I still stand by liking it. Yeah, not to say at that time, our producer Jay has pointed out, at this point, the anti-lynching bill still was not passed. You could still legally lynch
people.
Yes,
and there was one guy... forget his name, a Black guy who was gunned down by two white guys. He was running, and they claimed, I think that they they claimed that he was barefoot, and they thought a barefoot Black guy was so threatening that they had to shoot him. However, this was
Ahmaud Arbery, right?
That was a lynching. Jesse's thing was not a lynching. So,
we know, but I'm saying public, what was going on in the time with how things were, we wanted people to speak out.
Even if they're wrong. And even if they're wrong and they look like a fool now.
No one thinks that they look like fools.
I thought they looked like fools.
Maybe the people that you... I don't think they look like fools at all. When that happened, I appreciate it.
Okay,
if
I was wrong about something, I would happily admit it the way I did on our last podcast about Zelensky. You know, I think that's important. I just think that you lose credibility when you make a mistake and then you don't correct it. And when you were just completely wrong and you got swept up into the media highlights. I mean, like I say, Joe is the president, Kamala is the vice president, and this concerns their judgment. In this case, it was poor, and they went along with the story that America wanted to hear at that time. But they were wrong. And I think it's their duty to correct that and say, I was wrong. To me, what Jussie Smollett did hurt my community. If I were Black, that would be a real slight to my community and the very real hate crimes that do occur, like Ahmaud Arbery, where someone was lynched. I mean, this is serious business. This creep just wanted to be more famous. I mean,
I can't speak for what Jesse's intentions were or why Jesse did what he did. But at the end of the day, with the litany of sins that white people and Donald Trump have committed against the Black community and racial injustice. Yes, what Jesse did is an egregious act, and I cannot believe that he did it. But in comparison to the other things, we're gonna chastise Joe Biden and Kamala Harris for speaking out about a celebrity who we thought all this shit happened to him, and they acted swiftly in the moment, and that's what we needed at the time. So we're gonna chastise them for speaking out against it. But all the things that all these other motherfuckers are doing, we're like, yeah, and we just glaze over it.
Okay, so we don't glaze over it. We don't glaze over the other things that are happening to Black people.
But we don't see the same heat that we're giving Jesse Smollett again. And we're saying what Jesse did was bad. And once we found out he was guilty, everyone who spoke out against him was like, To you, you're saying Biden and Kamala have not. But the amount of Cory Booker, all these other people who did, they all were like, I cannot believe that this happened. He should be prosecuted by the fullest extent of the law. Everyone did. But because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have not, there is a bee in your bonnet about it, and you would like them to apologize. Well, Joe and Kamala, if you can hear this, Bunny would really appreciate your apology for condemning the acts that we thought that were committed against Jussie Smollett.
He did try to start a race war because this was such a intense time. And
race war was already going on.
Listen, I have a brain, and I do not care if something is a right-wing talking point or not. If you tell lies and wrap the whole country up into this thing, and it turns out that you are 100% greedy bullshitter, then you do need to apologize. That is not a right. I don't care if right-wing people are saying it or not. I can make my own decisions. When you do something wrong, you apologize. And this was, they used the Jussie Smollett case as a way to look like you should be scared of MAGA people. The truth is, some MAGA people are assholes who break into the Capitol on January 6th, and some are not. Some just vote that way because they're conservative, they were brought up that way, or they're holy rollers who are religious. I mean, you know, it was a way they used Jussie's lies.
But you cannot ignore what was going on in the country. That is like you walk on 39th Street, right? And 39th Street, everyone knows that they break into houses on 39th Street because every house on 39th Street has been broken into. You, buddy, move into a house on 39th Street. If you come tomorrow and tell me, oh my God, someone broke into my house, I'm gonna be like, oh my God, I believe that happens on that street. That is, how could I not believe you? Right? But then when we find out that later you lied about it, we had just cause to believe you because every house on the street has been broken into.
That's right. That's
so
right.
So how could we not? And that's again, right. But that's you said that they have not apologized, but it makes sense.
No. It makes sense that they arrived at that, but they have not apologized. Now, here's what the thing is. You don't assume something and blast it on Twitter when you don't know your shit. You wait for for more information. This is why that guy, Robert Aaron Long, that shot up that Asian spy, he was not convicted of a hate crime because he didn't only shoot Asian massage parlor people. He shot people who were not Asian. But the media ran with this
So what about Bernie then? What about Bernie?
Oh, I don't know what Bernie said, but I don't support Bernie.
Bernie tweeted as soon as it happened, the racist and homophobic act on Jussie Smollett is a horrific instance of the surging hostility toward minorities around the country. We must come together to eradicate all forms of bigotry and violence. Literally, Bernie Sanders tweeted the day it happened. So has Bernie apologized? Is Bernie getting the same heat as Kamala and Joe? Or is it because Joe is moderate? And is it because Kamala is also the VP that we're holding them to a higher standard than people like Bernie Sanders, who is a very, very, very huge voice for the progressives and lefts? What about him?
Well, I no longer support Bernie Sanders. I think that anyone who said something like what Kamala said, that this was, anyone who made a strong statement about what this was, racist and homophobic, it was neither. So they need to say something like, I misspoke, I thought that it was. And when you talk about, you assume that everyone's going to get, burgled on 39th Street, and since I'm doing the burgling in 39th Street myself in New York, thanks for telling my tea,
yeah,
on a podcast.
You're the fucking Hamburglar.
So I think, yes, we do have to hold public officials, whether it's Bernie, apologize. Kamala, Joe, apologize, because we do hold elected officials acting in an official capacity on their Twitter to a higher standard. And you said that you wanted them to act swiftly. Okay, now we have a looming nuclear war. Do you want them to act swiftly with that and get it wrong and kill the whole planet? That cool heads are needed among our leaders.
That is a false equivalency to qualify nuclear war on this instance with Jussie Smollett. They are not even close to being the same thing.
But you're saying that you wanted people to speak swiftly even if they were wrong. because of the mood of the country. Now, yeah, well, now with, we have
concerning nuclear war that could eradicate a whole country. No, I don't want someone to act swiftly when it comes to nuclear war. But condemning a racist act in a very racist country, absolutely, I will like swift action on that, 100%.
Okay, well, even if it's wrong, and it Jussie and the media of the left become laughingstocks.
So Kamala did, our producer Jay's informed us, Kamala did come out and she did speak out against Jussie, saying, like most of you, I've seen the reports about Jussie Smollett and I'm sad, frustrated, and disappointed. When anyone makes false claims to police, it only diverts resources away from serious investigations, but it makes it more difficult for other victims of crime to come forward. This is what Kamala had said.
And that's very true. And I thank you, Kamala. I thank you. I wish they would maybe delete the old tweets, because it's just this whole thing, you know, was used. And what the judge was trying to say is that it was so frustrating and unbelievable to him. You know, I don't know if this impacted the sentence, is that Jussie does come from a social justice warrior family. He does understand the importance of real attacks on gays and blacks. And to use like these really real, I mean, a noose poured bleach on him. I mean, saying this is MAGA country.
I can't speak to what Jussie's family does. I can't speak to what Jussie has gone through in his life. I don't know what Jussie is. Jussie is also an actor. He's been acting from since the time he was like a fucking tiny ass kid. I don't know what Jussie's privileges are when it comes to money and wealth and how that has affected his experience as a gay black person. I can't speak to that, but I can speak to that. He has been found guilty, and he, as it stands now, it seems like he has lied about the entire thing. I don't know if in 10, 15 years we find out, oh my God, it was all true. Who fucking knows what will happen?
Well, he has an appeal. He has an appeal.
What his privileges are maybe about being gay and black.
Maybe we'll find that.
Right, so who knows what will happen then?
Yeah, I mean, this was obviously something, I mean, I don't think the judge is personal friends with him. It's obviously something that was brought up in the trial, because the judge went on about it quite a bit and said that this is why it was especially that he would in a time when the country was so inflamed with Black Lives Matter that he would bring up something like this, and this is why the media ran with it. But again, I'm going to say that I value not only the brilliant comedy, but the comedy based on actual foresight and of Dave Chappelle to say this motherfucker is lying. It's just too. There's just too many layers. The noose, the bleach, the cuts on the face. But see, no one on the left wanted to believe that, because they were ready to cheer for anyone, especially a celebrity who was popular on a hit TV show, who is black and gay. And this whole thing taught us that there's some bad people in the black and gay community who will use the tensions to.
Oh, yeah, black people are not a monolith. Well, black people can be bad. Black people can be good. Black people can be assholes. Black people, just like gay people, can be good. They can be bad. They can be assholes. Trans people can be good. But like, no one is. I don't think anyone is thinking that because you're black, you are inherently a good person. I don't think that's a thing.
But Monet, I work with you every week, and so it's just hard for me to imagine.
Or if you're gay, or if you're trans.
It's hard for me to imagine black people being bad, because I work with you every week.
And I am bad, a bad bitch.
You are the bad
there.
Bitch. Yeah, maybe. The last thing else is that Jussie Smollett, whatever we want to say about him, is the first American who scammed Nigerians.
Oh my God.
We've all gotten those emails from Nigerian princes.
There you have it,
and
folks.
Those men were princes, honey. I'll tell you what. I might see if I can hire them to pull a stunt, but it's not going to involve nooses. It's going to involve condoms.
So Bunny, speaking of work, and I think we should transition into our next topic, which is, I know you love her. You can't get one episode of the podcast done without mentioning her name. Let's talk about your good Judy Kim Kardashian.
Well, Kim raised eyebrows and vitriol for making a statement in an interview about women and work. And this was on the heels of International Women's Day.
They were doing press, because keeping up with their Kardashians is well, the show is moving to basically to Hulu. They're getting, because they finished their E run, which was like 20 seasons, and now they're bring, and they was like, oh, the show is done, but it's basically coming back on the on Hulu. And so her, Courtney and Chloe, they did an interview, but she Kim said,
I have the best advice for women in business. Get your fucking ass up and work. It seems like nobody wants to work these days.
You have to surround
yourself with people that want to work. Have a good work environment where everyone loves what they do because you have one life. No toxic work environments, and show up and do the work. Get your fucking ass up and work.
And so, yeah, Kim Kardashian told me to get up and work. Now, David Cross, comedian David Cross, retweeted this and said, if y'all don't, David Cross, he's been in literally everything. Station 11. I fucking love David Cross. He said, no, I have the best advice. Be born into a rich family, get a shit ton of plastic surgery, film and then release an orchestrated sex tape, parlay that planned notoriety into reality, quote unquote, show exploiting younger sisters, and voila, easy peasy. Yeah, I have many feelings about this quote. Now, I think that what people are upset by is that this coming from Kim Kardashian saying to get your ass up and work. But I don't think, to amass what Kim Kardashian has done, I don't think that comes without hard work. It's just different work than what other people are doing. Sure, she comes from a rich family, and that there is a safety cushion. You can like kind of do whatever you want when you know that you can always fall back on your family, and your family always had your back, and you will never be homeless, and your rent will always be paid, and you always have somewhere to live. But I think what Kim Kardashian has done with the sex from a fucking sex tape when she was assisting. When she had a sex tape and she was assisting Paris Hilton to becoming a billionaire, I think that does not come without hard work. And I think people are more pressed and upset that it's coming from Kim Kardashian than the actual sentiment of what she's trying to say.
Well, I think it is completely clueless. I think Kim is the triumph of emptiness and the way that society, whether it's lifestyles of the rich and famous or, you know, whatever, all of Kim's images are like in designer clothes that she's also got some, you know, hand in selling, or pictures on a beach. So it's like everything she does is to promote a life of leisure, which is completely out of sync with what most women are going through. I mean, let's be real. Does she know any women of color? Does she know that, I mean, or is she a woman of color? I don't know what people consider what. Does she know that minimum wage is $7.25 an hour, and it's like over 90%? Of New York, mm-hmm. of U.S. cities, you cannot make enough per year to rent a one bedroom, which you would need if you had a studio. I mean, if you had a child. So you are either working multiple jobs. That's what's going on in the real world outside the quote reality TV and leaked sex tapes of this fucking bimbo.
And again, Bunny, I'm not disagreeing. I agree with you on all those things. But I think you can have that yes, all the things you said are true, but I don't think that dissolves the hard work that Kim Kardashian has committed into getting this lifestyle. She tapped in on something that people want to see. People want to see what she's doing. They want to see the beautiful pictures. They want to see her in Balmain. They want to see her walking these runways. They want to see her life. People, it's not like she's not making this money because people aren't watching. Millions of people are subscribing to her life, and she found a way to monetize that and to make billions of dollars. I think that is this something that I could do? No. Is this something that you can do? No. I think that she has figured out something that is unique, not specifically unique to her, but is a small group of people can do this, and people are addicted to watching it. People invest and give her all their money because they like it.
Yeah. Well, look, you say you think that she's worked hard, and she's certainly done a lot of stuff. Now, I don't know if the hardest things she've done are suck a dick on camera with which your mother may be leaking or filming, even as rumored, then lay down and get more and more plastic.
No, her mother's not filming it.
More and more, well, I don't know. More and more, but she may be leaking it, which is almost as bad. Lay down and get plastic surgery. go sit in this restaurant and talk about a party that you're going to have, go to the beach, have some stylist pick your wardrobe, have somebody do your hair and makeup, and just sit there in that boring voice. And I don't really think it's to people's credit that they find this. Now, if this idiot, she's not an idiot. I don't think it's to people's credit that they find her interesting. And I think the fact that it comes on International Women's Day, which used to be the root of this holiday, you know, was not
women of color.
Well, it was women. It was boosting women and women who do not get paid equally, which is why I said on International Women Day, women still aren't getting paid an equal wage. They're still being discriminated against, and they will be discriminated against on International Women's Day and not get equal pay on, isn't it like 82 cents on the dollar? So I'm just like, you know, is this really a day to like list your favorite celebrities or put a picture of your mom? I don't think that's what it was supposed to be.
But you know, but this is why. And this and the, you and David Cross, y'all are the reason why. Because Kim Kardashian did this thing on Variety. And why would they, now this thing is viral. Yeah. Everyone is talking about this one fucking article with Kim Kardashian, and she's doing the thing that all of y'all are coming for in this moment. This I have seen this. People are now making memes about it. People are like recreating the image, and this has become this is literally why she's a billionaire. She's a mastermind of doing shit like this and getting everyone talking for days, weeks, months at a time about her. This is why I think this is it's so smart. And it is, and it, to me, this is hard work, because you cannot tell. Kim Kardashian went into that interview knowing that she would say something like this to garner this reaction and this perception of it. And now this is all everyone can talk about for the past week, and 2 weeks, month.
I won't deny.
And now she's probably going to make a fucking NFT of this moment and sell it for millions of dollars again. So, again, this is why I'm saying it is smart and this is hard work.
That wasn't a fart, by the way. I moved my chair. Listen, I will never deny that Kim, you know, knows what to say to get attention. And there's a lot of media, empty media, that will focus on everything that she has to say.
Well, I guess we're empty.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're also talking about, you know, David Cross's reaction to it. And we're also talking about reality TV as a whole, because that is what reality TV is. You throw something out there that you really may not even mean or care about, although, you know, she may mean it, who knows, but to get people talking for your own success, not to actually, you know, do anything about it. But it's like, this is like, oh, okay, is this person talented? No, but she makes a scene on reality TV. I mean, this is what the whole reality TV genre is. And it's like, you know, again and again, I've heard people say, you know, oh, well, when so-and-so was such a bitch or such and so-and-so tried to fight whoever, you know, Candy Muse and the one that I like that you don't.
Tamisha Iman.
Went and had a fight, and they'll say that's good TV. I said, wow, okay, that's what you think. I think good TV is two talented drag queens who I've seen both of them perform, do their thing, you know, in great costumes to great music. But now we get drag queens saying, can we go out and fight in the alley in a show that's supposed to be spreading love? Yawn. This is where we put ourselves here by caring about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, and again, because she is smart, she has tapped in on this thing that this happens to her. This is, to I think, and again, bitch, think about people like fucking Robin Leach. He's one of the prime reasons why we are obsessed with this, from that fucking show in the 80s and 90s.
Lifestyles.
He literally went around. I wasn't alive back then, but he introduced this into the zeitgeist and wanted people to know what these rich people were doing, how they were living, how lavish they were, what kind of cars, what kind of houses. He started this. And now Kim Kardashian and her crew and all of her family, they've picked up on this thing and they have found this way to make us so invested. And even people who act like they don't care about Kim Kardashian, they didn't want to know what she's doing. Bitch, they know exactly what she's doing. They know exactly what her shows are. And they know that she is a global figure that even down to her fucking Met Gala look, coming in wrapped in full black from head, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. No one, there was, we did not know it was Kim Kardashian, but we knew it was Kim Kardashian. She has done this thing, and I think it is very smart, and I think that it does take hard work to get here.
So it's period. Very, it's very smart. It's you admire her business acumen when she says very hurtful things about women, and she's held up as the top female star. She's saying very, she does not care about their experience at all. She only cares about getting her head.
Oh, she doesn't care about it.
So I think that is disgusting.
Oh, I don't admire it. I wouldn't do it, but I do think that it is smart and it does take a specific person and an acumen to do this. Because no matter what she says, people are still going to digest and ingest everything that she's selling them.
How do you know it's not her? How do you know it's not her agents that are doing everything?
I mean, but
for
that's
her?
Any person. That's any artist. That's any celebrity. You think so? You think that everything that Madonna puts out is her? No, it's her crew. It's her agent. It's her manager. You think that everything fucking Mariah Carey?
So where does the work come in? Get plastic surgery. Walk onto a set. Have glasses of wine. Talk about anything.
That's all celebrities, though. Yeah, we all agree that what she said is not, that is not kind to women, and because she's insinuating that other women are not working hard because she's saying no one's work. Yes, we all agree that is not, yes, that is not true. I'm arguing the fact that Kim Kardashian can speak on being a good businesswoman and being a successful businesswoman because she has found a way to monetize what she can do well, which is get surgery, which is wear nice clothes and put out things and make you buy them and make you want to know everything about her. I think that that is smart and that does take good business acumen. And you can't argue the fact that, people are telling what to do. Bitch, that's all celebrities. If y'all think, the only people who I think that are full-fledged machines and all by themselves are drag queens. Drag queens literally do everything. Producer, director, performer, all the things. Lady Bunny does all of her things. Lady Bunny does not have a machine helping her do her things. But again, I think drag is specific in that way. But all these celebrities who are on these TV shows, these movies, these red carpets, bitch, there are teams building these products to sell to you. Kim Kardashian is not unique in that way.
But at some point, the actual performers get a script and learn it. They've had years of acting experience. They get a song. They learn a concert. I don't know how hard that she works, but we are in for over a decade. Most Americans, a small majority of Americans, I think 60%, do not have $400 in their bank account for an emergency. And here is this rich bitch, I agree with David Cross, who has the nerve to say this at a time like this. It's completely tone deaf. And it's also it's also a Republican attitude to say, to imply that women are lazy and they need to get their ass up when many women have no access to opportunities to any jobs
100%.
Except 725, which would not even pay their bills.
Oh, absolutely. It is completely tone deaf. I can't believe that she would say that. I agree 100%.
I mean, this is why people are turning to OxyContin. They've got no hope. This is why, you know, moms have been forced to go on OnlyFans because this is a rigged economy, to quote Bernie Sanders, who I agree with, but who I don't personally support anymore.
Wow, girl. Listen, I never thought I would hear the day. That Lady Bunny said that she don't support her little friend, her little buddy.
No, Lady
the
Bernie,
one that
Lady
went
Bernie.
Bitch in... In election season, bitch, you cannot put on the Twitter without Lady Bunny stumping for Burns. So this is, I am gagged. I am befuddled. I am shook. I am shattered.
No, I'm a third party voter. I voted. I felt the burn and it was just syphilis. Yeah. I listen, I support what Bernie and what a lot of AOC have to say. I just don't see them putting it into practice and I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of catching up. I'm crippled by healthcare costs. I mean, this is my biggest expenditure, next to rent and food.
to quote you. I think people may be... people may be tired. You're tired of waiting for them to act. People are tired of listening to this podcast because we've been going on for a while. So I think we should part ways. And... you know, see what happens next week. See if you'll come back. Maybe Bunny will get sick of me like she did Bernie. Who knows?
Wait, I think you should get your ass up and work on another topic for next week. You should be like your idol, Kim Kardashian, the rich bitch cunt.
And Kim Kardashian's not my idol. Well, Lady Bunny, thank you for another lovely episode of Ebony and Irony. You truly were the snack of the season.
All right. Well, we will see y'all next week on another contentious, topical, sensational, half thought out episode of Ebony and Irony. Hey, we don't have to know anything to be opinionated here on Ebony and Irony.
Hello. And you proved that weekly. I
and you're right there behind me. All right.
All right, dear.
Take care, listeners.
A podcast network.